Project Echo. Your experience of this story may be inhibited by your linear perspective on time. We apologize for the inconvenience. Episode
4th. I'm back at the school. Well, my school. I can't believe I didn't recognize it when I was here before. With the science fair, everything. I mean, I'm the one who assigned them the science fair. It just. And the volcano, and I was so proud of Johnny. He did something. Man, the smell at the gym. Wow, I can't believe there's so much I forgot. So much I lost. I wonder.
Where are you?
You let me in, didn't you?
I...
Don't worry. This isn't a scary thing. Turn around. Go through those doors.
Okay.
Left.
Wow. Look at all... Yes. There's... trophies from our lacrosse team. They were so good.
Worth it, isn't it? The memories. The lived time.
It just... There's so much. It's... And then...
Right. Turn right here. The picture on the wall.
It's the science department photo. It was all I remember taking. The
faces.
There's Valentine. The agency was. It started here. It's all of us.
This is where it all started. Not by design. Not by some master plan or committee. But by an unexpected stroke of a child's genius.
I always knew that kid was gonna go somewhere. Wow.
To be fair, he didn't know what he had created until he turned it on. Then we all knew. Ripped from time.
Of course, I remember now. Oh, the fair. Which one are you?
Can't you guess by now?
Oh, 707. You made it.
Valentine. Yes.
Today's the day. Have you laid the stakes? I'm going to input these. You have to tell me the exact dates and times that you put them all in.
Valentine, I didn't. I didn't lay the stakes.
You what? What?
This...
What do you mean you didn't lay them?
It's not how this is supposed to go.
Yes, this is exactly how it's supposed to go.
You lied to me.
Why did you not lay these stakes?
I... No!
Why did you disobey a direct order?
A direct order to do what exactly? This isn't right. You're not actually doing things. You haven't told me the full story, Valentine.
And I don't need to tell you the full story. I am under no obligation to tell you the full story. You are my subordinate. We are on a mission.
Valentine, don't you remember? This is who you are. Don't you remember all of this?
I do not care. 0707, that is not me. I am Director 0214 of the agency, and I intend to fix the problem at hand. So are you with me, or are you against me?
Fix the problem? You don't even know what's broken. This is what we're trying to save.
This little science wing of a fucking school? Do you think that is what I care about? We are talking about time travel. Do you understand? Do you understand the power that the agency is responsible for? Do you understand the weight of the responsibility on us as time agents? No, I don't think it is about this.
So it's true then, there is more time. This isn't the only year left.
Of course.
You lied to me, Valentine.
And I would lie to you again and again and again if it meant keeping you on mission. That is my responsibility. That's all that matters.
No. No, you're wrong.
So you've chosen. All right, I'll do it myself. Hand over the deck.
No.
0707, give me the deck.
I won't.
Give me the deck, or I will decommission you.
He's going to lunge at you. When he does, move left, strike right.
Give me the fucking deck! You always were weak.
Use me.
You've let it in. You're a fucking monster.
We're not the monster.
You are.
It's Valentine. Give me Christmas.
The preceding audio recordings were recovered, assembled, and edited for your enjoyment by Many Sided Media. To support these efforts, head to patreon.com/manysidedmedia.
This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I'm a huge fan of post-apocalyptic world building, so I recommend starting with their piece, We Can't Stop Watching the World End, which talks about properties like GLaDLands, Fallout, and Silo, and what they have to say about humanity and our ability to imagine a world after the apocalypse. But any piece on World Builders Club is going to be a great read for those of us who love to imagine better worlds. So join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing at bit.ly/WBC Many Sided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.